We had a question yesterday with regard to Baruch Hashem, a chasan. What is the halacha with regard to tachanun for when a chasan is present? So mazel tov again to the Scholzen family. The Rama writes in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sif Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch writes that we don't say tachanun when a chasan is present. The Rama writes that that he's only called lo mikri chasan ela biyom shenichnas l'chuppah. Only on the day of the chuppah itself is he called a chasan in this regard. So the pashtus is that according to the Rama, that only on the day of the wedding, after the day of the wedding, for the duration of Sheva Brachos, we would say tachanun, because this unique status of chasan l'gabi this halacha would only be on that very day. The Taz wonders why that should be. And especially the Taz assumes that the reason that we don't say tachanun in the presence of a chasan is because there's a mitzvah to be misamech with the chasan, and everyone is included in that mitzvah. So that being the case, he says that mitzvah continues for the entire 7-day period. So therefore he thinks that it would make more sense not to say tachanun for the entire 7-day period. So then, but the bottom line of the Taz is a little bit surprising. He writes, therefore, he shouldn't come to shul for the 7 days so as not to cause the tzibur to miss out on tachanun. Apparently the Taz was choshish that for the opinion of the Rama, and he says, better not to come to shul. The Mishnah Berurah actually quotes this halacha. The Mishnah Berurah writes that for this entire 7-day period, we wouldn't say tachanun if he's there. However, best thing is that he actually shouldn't come at all. The Aruch HaShulchan is so convinced of that the Taz is correct, that the tachanun shouldn't be recited for the entire 7 days, that he writes that even the Ramah didn't mean to say otherwise. The Ramah's chiddush is that before the day of the wedding, he's not called a chasan l'gabe this halacha. The Gemara has a discussion that under certain circumstances that if there's a celebratory meal even before the day of the wedding, then certain halachas might apply, that we can say special brachos in commemoration of the celebration of the simcha. So you might have thought that should apply to tachanun as well, kamash malan, only from the day of the wedding. But certainly for the entire 7-day period, then we would not say tachanun. The Aruch HaShulchan writes there's no reason for him to stay home and he should come to shul. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach writes that that's the common practice, b'zman hazeh, the chasanim don't stay home and come to shul, and we don't say tachanun. There is a further question. What is the definition of the 7-day period? So the Mishnah Berurah here writes that the definition of the 7-day period, if you're davening with the chasan, is that it's 7 24-hour periods, me'es le'es. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, no, it goes by the same as Sheva Brachos. The Sheva Brachos means that it applies on the first 7 days. So the nafka mina would be, let's say a person gets married on Sunday afternoon, before Shkia, so Sunday evening, 6 o'clock. So Sunday is the first day. Sunday night, Monday is already the second day. The last day of Sheva Brachos is Shabbos. Sunday morning, they already say tachanun again, according to the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Sunday morning, they don't say tachanun. Sunday afternoon, if it's before the exact time of when the chuppah was, they also wouldn't say tachanun. So in this as well, it seems to me that the common minhag is like the Aruch HaShulchan, the 7 days of the Sheva Brachos. That's when people generally don't say tachanun. What about on the day of the wedding, but before the wedding happens? So the wedding's going to happen in the evening. That morning, that afternoon, do you say tachanun? So the Rama writes that when it comes to a chasan, kol hayom, that they don't say the entire day when they're davening with the chasan. So some suggest that this means the entire day, means even early in the day, even before the wedding takes place. And that seems to be the implication of the Gra, that he writes that just like Erev Pesach, that it's a Yom Tiv because of the Korban Pesach, but nonetheless, even though the Korban Pesach is not brought till the afternoon, already in the morning, it has a quasi-status of a Yom Tiv, and we don't say Tachanun. So too over here, even in the morning, this would be the case as well. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a dissenting opinion that you only have a status of a chasan once you actually get married. When you're about to get married, so it's very nice that you're about to get married. But you don't have the status of a chasan. There's no mitzvah of simcha until the actual wedding takes place. The Mishnah Berurah brings both opinions. Doesn't give a very, very clear hachra. The Aruch HaShulchan, so again, according to another ramification of his explanation of the Ramah, would be that the chiddush is that before the day of the wedding, we say tach, but on the day of the wedding, then we already don't say tachanun. It seems to me, as far as I can tell, that the most common practice is that on the day of the wedding, people don't say tachanun, even before the wedding takes place. However, this is assuming the wedding's taking place during the day. Let's say that the wedding's going to take place at night, especially common during the winter months. The wedding won't be until after Shkia. So then many write that during the day, it's not even the day of the wedding yet. So then one would say tachanun, let's say in the morning, in the afternoon, if one's davening mincha, right, like at the wedding, So then already, there's a lot of room. The common practice is not to say tachan, even if the chuppah won't take place until after shkia. We should have many smachos, besaras tovos. Have a great day. If people are able to put up a few chairs in our new style of putting up the chairs on top of the tables, that would be very helpful. Have a great Shabbos.